morning. You will please rise and join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father together.
Oh,
Yeah, we can clap for God. He is so good. He is such a good God. I'm singing this song, and it's just so exciting. Okay, it's so exciting. Our God is so good. And I was talking to a couple people this morning in youth group. We're talking about suffering and hell right now, which is a really fun topic to talk about, right? And I mean, it's tough. You know, I'm sure a lot of you have faced the questions going out into the world, like, well, if God is so good, why does he let there be suffering? Why does he let there be, you know, hell? Why does he send people to hell? Like, that's the questions that we get. And so, you know, I'm planning for this lesson, and the more I look at it, the more good, like, that God is becoming to me, like, the more I'm understanding his goodness, you know, because we are so deserving of hell, you know, and he, because of his love, he gives us the choice to choose him. He doesn't force us into this relationship with him, which really wouldn't be love, but he lets us choose. And because of that, there is evil in the world. There is suffering in the world. And there is hell that we are deserving of. But graciously and mercifully, he offers us this gift of salvation. Amen. That we absolutely don't deserve. I mean, even just looking right at the beginning with Adam and Eve when they sinned, right? I mean, God could have just destroyed them on the spot for their sin. He could have done that, and he would have been just, right? But because of his love, because of his mercy and his grace, he gave them the chance for redemption. And not only did he give them the chance for redemption, but he himself came down into this world and paid the price that we are deserving of. I mean, how good of a God is that? We can raise our hallelujah this morning to him because we are in this world where there is suffering and there is evil. I mean, we all go out into our lives. You see it around us. I mean, I feel like increasingly so. I see more darkness, like, around. And I think I've been hearing similar things from other people. Like, you know, we just see so much darkness. But God is the light, and he's in us. And so when we go out, we have that hope, and we can be sharing that hope with other people. And so we can raise our hallelujah in the presence of our enemies louder than the unbelief, of others, but also louder than the unbelief that we even have, you know? So if you're struggling with doubt, just keep raising that hallelujah. I mean, God is going to bless that. And he's, our weapon here is our melody, is our praises to God, because there's nothing that we can do on our own. But we just lift him up, and he does it all for us out of mercy and grace and love and just. He is a good God. Sorry, I wasn't planning to go on off on a tangent, but as we're singing that, I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. So we'll go into the next slide. Thank you. precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just ask you, God, that you would open our eyes this morning. Jesus, let us not be like the people who were here when you were standing in their midst in the flesh, Jesus, that were still blind to seeing the work of God on this earth. Lord, but let us be humble and open our eyes, Lord, so that we may see you around us. Lord, bring to surface anything in our lives that is taking our attention away from you. But anything that we are idolizing, anything that may be bringing up pride within us and preventing us from seeking you, Lord. Anything that may be distracting us, God, whether that's our past or our pain or desires, Lord. Just ask, God, that you would bring all of those to surface this morning, that you would bring us to a place of full surrender, Lord, because it is only then that we can experience your presence and your goodness, Lord. God, just bring us to our knees this morning. Transform us, Lord. Shape us and mold us into your image, God. Lord, we want to see your presence. We want to know you more. So, Lord, guide us as we seek you this morning. Amen.
So, Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping you. Thank you for the privilege of raising our hallelujah in praise and through song. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of declaring your holiness, of declaring the worthiness of the Lamb who was slain. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of you coming and by your Spirit opening the eyes of our hearts as we take our eyes off of ourselves and off of the cares of this world and turn our eyes to you. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of being yours and the fact that you are our vision. And I pray this morning that you would help us to see more and more from your perspective, not from our perspective or from the world's perspective, but that we would see from your perspective. And so we thank you for the gift of your word that helps us to see from your perspective. And as we look more and more at the kingdom, and as we look at the Sermon on the Mount more this morning, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts. You would open our ears as well, that we would hear. Not what I would say, but what you would say. We pray that you would speak to us by your Spirit, through your word. We thank you for the privilege of worship, for the privilege of your being in your presence. We exalt you, we glorify you, we raise our hallelujah to the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's in the strong name of Jesus I pray these things. And all God's people said together, amen.